Thanks for downloading this podcast. It's for personal use only and must not be broadcast, reproduced, or used in any form without permission.
Tell your friends they can get their own copy wherever they get their podcasts.
The inside story on the teams, suppliers, and circuits. Inside on RadioLeMans.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special programme on the Radio Show Limited network of audio and video channels. We're going for another one of our inside stories today, and this one will take you behind the scenes of the FIA WEC TV. Let's find out exactly what it takes to make all of their TV broadcasts work.
Inside on RadioLeMans.com.
Delighted to say that joining us to help us discover what is going on is the WEC TV manager, Natalie Fargier. Now, we've known Natalie for a very long time and we work very closely alongside her still. First of all, thank you for talking to us, Natalie. Explain, your title is manager WEC TV. That sounds like a very big job. Tell me a little bit about what you do.
Thanks, John, and thanks for the invitation. I'm happy to be here and to talk about the WEC TV. I'm in charge of mainly the international distribution to our broadcast partners. We have about 196 countries and territories broadcasting the WEC. We have a global reach with broadcasters in Europe and all the rest of the world. We have about 30 different media deals. So I'm in charge of coordinating for this broadcaster. First, I'm the main contact, so I'm sending them all the information about the race and everything to make their commentary reach. I'm also in charge of the satellite distribution, so I'm booking the satellites so they can receive the footage in their home countries. So that's mainly the TV part. I'm also the main contact with our TV rights agency in front. In front is managing our media rights. So every time they have a deal they want to make with some broadcaster, we are discussing together and also with the top management. And I'm also in charge of coordinating all the requests, video requests we have from all the manufacturers, the teams, the sponsors. They all have a lot of requests in terms of video footage. They're coming on site with their own ENG crew, or they will request some rough edit for them, mainly for social media and their own platform. So that's basically my role. So I'm coordinating all the TV video requests.
You mentioned social media there. How have things changed in the time that you have been in television?
We still have linear broadcasters, and I'm glad we have. This is changing quite a lot. We also have a lot of TV now with their own digital platform, and the WEC being a very long race, some broadcaster will prefer to expose the race on their digital platform. So that's mainly on the broadcaster side. And of course, all the actors of the race and, manufacturer teams and partners, they want to have their own social media, and they are very active with social media. And, if I want to be honest with you, if we look at the on-site people, this is mainly filming crew working for these people. And TV, we have some on-site, but not so much. And in 10 years, it has changed a lot. And yes. Every time we have new deals on the table, it's very difficult to have a linear exposure. We want to try to have at least the first and the last hours of each race, sometimes more, but this is getting complicated. And there is also a lot of platform in Asia that are free. You don't even have to pay to watch some sports events. So yeah, it's complicated. And for agency, it's a tough challenge, yeah.
And is satellite still the main media, the main means, should I say, of distribution, Natalie?
Yes, we still need satellite, of course, because as I said, even if some broadcaster is using the feed to put on their own platform, they can receive receive the signal by satellite and to make their own streaming. Of course, we have some countries like in Asia where we don't have the satellite in Asia, so we then organize a streaming. This is much cheaper, and if it's for a digital platform, this is also better. So we have a mix of both now. I would say more of still from satellite, and I would say 30% is by streaming.
How many people do you need to have on site for WEC TV to make all that happen?
On the WEC races, we are working with about, I would say, 80 to 90 people.
Wow.
So we have the live production. We work with a production supplier. They will hire about 50 to 60 people, maybe 7-8 will take care of will work mainly on the onboard cameras. We have about 20 onboard cameras on the WEC races. So then we have the WEC TV crew. It's about 25 people. It's mainly the TV director, his assistant. We have a producer for the live. We have a team radio producer. We have the team of the English commentators. We have a pit reporter. And we also have all the post-production with the some editors, cameramen, many working on the 52 minutes programs we are producing post-race, and also editor working on all the requests we have from the manufacturer, the teams, or the sponsors. So it's a lot of people traveling, and in Europe we work with the same supplier, and when we are working overseas, we still have our main supplier, but they will take a local production company for GOB van.
You mentioned something there which I think people won't realise, because you mentioned the 52-minute programme. Now, what people don't know is how quickly that gets turned around.
Yeah, that's part of the post-production team. It's another producer. It's two or three cameramen. We have a dedicated crew working on the 52 minutes. And as you said, they are quite fast. The idea is to send the program maximum 48 hours after the end of the race.
Incredible.
Because some broadcasters are waiting for the program. Some will broadcast it on the Tuesday after the race. And we also have broadcasters taking only the 52. So it's better to broadcast it when it's still warm.
What's the biggest challenge nowadays, Natalie, for you in bringing all of this together?
The biggest challenge, I think, for next year and we're going to have a lot of big manufacturer joining, so the request from them will be higher and higher. We're going to have more onboard camera, and we need to be able to provide so much onboard cameras. We have our own app, and on the own app you can see all feed from each onboard, and you can follow the race behind the paywall. But yeah, the challenge will come more from the new manufacturer, because they want to have a lot of contents.
Yes.
Also for social media, we will have to produce more and more for them. And we have also new race in Qatar, and we need to find a production supplier in Qatar.
Wow.
We go back to Sao Paulo. It's also a big challenge. But we still have a very motivated TV team. They are waiting for next year. They're ready for more races, and that's the good part.
And they're all fans of the sport as well. I can tell our listeners that from my experience. You mentioned the onboards. Technically, is there an upper limit?
Today we have 20, and the number for next year will be higher. And we are working now on how many we can have. But the idea is to have it for each manufacturer, each team. It will be good to have an onboard for each. That's going to be a lot.
Natalie, thank you very much indeed for explaining how the TV comes together, an extraordinary task, and already planning for 2024 and beyond. Natalie Fargier, manager of WEC TV, thanks for being with us on this inside story.
Thank you, John.
This program is a Radio Show Limited production.
Tell your friends there's more at RadioLeMans.com.